thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. And enter the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There's no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times and rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and they become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaiming, Te Ata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage of his soul. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Chidro 다 데려가서 알레데 주 체내세게 되 제고 여러워서라다.
So today we are here to teach and also to Rinpoche is here to teach and we are here to listen the dharma. So if we ask why we are doing this.
So because
we are here because if somebody asks what you want is we automatically say we want more happiness and we don't want any sufferings. That's for sure, we will
say.
So, how should we recognize happiness and suffering or unhappiness is? So generally, in this world, if somebody asks how are you, then we will say, I am in good health, and myself, my parent, my children, whatever, everybody is fine, and so I am happy. That will be our answer. So in terms of dharma, we don't recognize this as a true happiness. So, in terms of dharma, we recognize happiness as not as material things, but through the mental transformation. So that is how we could achieve the true happiness. So how we should seek this, mental happiness is that, more than 2,500 years ago, historical Buddha Shakyamuni came to India and, show us the path. So, we should study this path, and if we are able to follow the path, then, we will able to gain this true happiness through the mental transformation.
Even
though Buddha Shakyamuni teach 84,000 different teachings, if we try to study and practice all those 84,000 teachings, we don't have a time, and also we couldn't able to study and practice all in this life. So now what we have to do is we have to study and practice these stages of the path to enlightenment, the Lamrim, which is essence of that 84,000 teachings of the Buddha.
Tendukye shangchu langche rinpa asinye deli, meni chue se nyoya pala sana gadechi tongne nyoya kore salawa yena asala.
So, this kind of stages path to the enlightenment, Lamrim, in Tibetan, and how we should listen to this teaching is. So we should listen with this kind of attitude from the teacher's side, and as well as from our side also, you know, that this Lamrim, I heard that this Lamrim explained how to achieve enlightenment, so that, you know, I can able to help or lead all the sentient beings into the same state what we have achieved, what I have achieved is Buddhahood. So that kind of really, you know, altruistic intention is required to listen this teaching.
Pena ka suki chu ke le ma le ma te be pena zabal le de shi de de ge de ka so de je muri zi ta ba cha so de zabal le shi de de ge chu chu ye je ro wa sa la da.
So, you know, whether we believe in some kind of, religion, or, you know, we don't believe in any kind of religion, we can definitely say that for sure that, you know, all the, you know, human being as well as the sentient being in this world, you know, everyone want peace and happy, that is for sure.
Zamani shide gose yi segi la kanje shu yungu bine sile tata pala ya je duwa la pa tsele gyeba chire da zamani shide tata yungu mu duwa sa nyara sab sab yungu duwa sa la.
So we always talk about the world peace, and we try to achieve all this through different, you know, technologies and so on. But, you know, from those side, you know, it is really developed, you know, unimaginably, you know, up to this point. But, you know, still, you know, our wish to have peace in the world is not able to fulfill yet through the technology and the material things.
So
as you know, the His Holiness the Dalai Lama mentioned that, you know, how we accumulate the, you know, method to obtain peace, that, you know, causes of the peace we are accumulating is something mistaken, cause, you know, to achieve peace, you know, we try to develop, really kind of sophisticated, you know, weapons. And we believe through these sophisticated weapons we might achieve, you know, peace in the world. But, you know, instead of, achieving peace, it further complicate situation. So, you know, the true method to gain peace is through, you know, taming our mind, and through our mental transformation is the right method. So in short, that, you know, today we're going to listen to this teaching. So this teaching talk about, you know, how to achieve happiness, you know, for all the sentient beings, including myself. So that kind of, you know, good intention, we will try to shape our motivation through moment of reflecting on the altruistic thoughts. So even though we don't know how to reset or reshape our motivation, you know, we should think that, you know, what kind of mental attitude, you know, set by Buddha Shakyamuni, I will follow the same path, at least that kind of, you know, motivation or meditation we do for, you know, for a moment. So today's this text Lamrim, Stages to the Path, Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, this source of this teaching comes from Buddha Shakyamuni, as Rinpoche mentioned earlier that Buddha teach 84,000 different teachings. So the source come from that, you know, Buddha's teaching. And after Buddha passed into Parinirvana, and in India after 600 years ago, or some say 400 years ago, either, you know, either way, then, you know, appears the Nagarjuna and Asanga and all those, you know, Indian masters, they reveal Buddha's teaching again and flourish all over the, you know, India and compose a commentary on the, you know, Bodhisattva's path to enlightenment. So then after the Nagarjuna and Asanga, their disciples, there are, you know, in India at that time there are 500, you know, renowned, you know, great masters. Among them, the crown jewel of all those, you know, masters is the, you know, Atisha Choji in Tibetan and Atisha in Sanskrit. And then, you know, Atisha came to Tibet and then composed the root text of Lamrim, is called the Length for the Path. And then later on, the Lama Tsongkhapa composed a commentary for that Length for the Path root text, and that is how this great Lamrim text come into existence. The time is 1402, you know, at that time, then Lama Tsongkhapa came, and Lama Tsongkhapa saw the, you know, the root text, then, you know, start to make a commentary on that. So, this is the, you know, the text which composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. As we have a saying that, you know, if it is a snow spring water, then the source of that water should trace back to the snowy mountain. Likewise, you know, if it is a Buddha's teaching, then, you know, the source of that teaching should be traced back to the historical Buddha Shakyamuni himself. So, you know, about that we already talked before. So how the Lama Tsongkhapa make a commentary on the root text of Atisha is through, you know, four chapters, as we always telling.
Sajje tombo de la danga de ni khong ya bo yin me gi tan da la ni zepo po de gi chewa de song xia yue le es zepo po de yin yin den jie xia ro chewa.
So the first is that first chapter is that, you know, the source of this teaching is pure or not. It depends on the teacher. So the first chapter is showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. So this is the first chapter. If it is authentic or not, you know, it depends on the greatness of the teacher.
사진 이뻐되니 이종들로 가보지비 된다래 종디 이엔텐 치워주셔야 그래서다 이종 신라면 비엔텐라고 지뢰다 건지 치워주셔야 그래.
So the second chapter is, you know, to like this, teaching or to have some kind of attraction toward this teaching. So we need to understand, the, you know, greatness of the teaching. So the second chapter is showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So that is the second chapter. So the third chapter is if all this, you know, is authentic teaching, and as well as, you know, to show the all this greatness, then in that case, how we should listen to this teaching. So that explained on the chapter 3, how to listen to and explain the teachings. And chapter 4 reveals the, you know, main instruction or the main subject of the teachings.
So
the chapter 4, how to lead students with the actual instruction, that show in the chapter 4. So, you know, the chapter 4 is, you know, how we should begin, and in between, how we should, you know, practice, and at the end, what kind of a result we will obtain by doing all those things. So this, systematically set up the, you know, path and the practice, you know, really, really nicely, you know, so that, you know, everybody can able to study and practice this teaching. So now we will go where we have left the, you know, last chapter is chapter 2, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions. So now, I think we are on the page 50, is it? And it is on page 50, the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instructions for practice. So in that chapter, we went a little bit further, and I think we are in Actually, we are in page 51, so page 51 at the last, bottom of the page. So the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scripture are instruction for practice is there in Buddha's teachings there are two types of instructions, and it mentioned here, the excellent teachings of the teacher Buddha is twofold. Those teachings having a nature of scripture and those having a nature of realizations. Mm-hmm. So scripture and realizations are the twofold of the instructions of the Buddha's teaching.
Did you know what you know? Nanchu and Karasavas and Nanchu and Yeri, Nanchu and Yikar, and Longi Nambichi, the Tobin Nambichi, and the Longi Chunko to Tobi Chunko as every. Can you know what you know? You go to the Tenda Dodo Tenipo.
So, and usually, if somebody asks, how many, what kind of different Buddha's teaching are there, then we should know that there is two different kind of Buddha's teaching, the scripture and the realizations. Mm-hmm. These are the two kind of Buddha's teaching.
And then long you choose in the Kandichila Seversana, and Sanja the Sanchu Samba Tadaki Sumbini, Sora Tesalani, long you don't choose and a lager, yes.
So these are the two dharmas that, the scripture are the, the written down in the scripture that, either it is by the Buddha himself or commentaries made by the great masters. So these are called the scripture dharma.
Tendrugi longi tangere, longi tangete la lojongene, rangi la tobi, yetin chepache, yetela, and tobi tambasalagri, yes.
So then, through the studying on those, scriptures, then one will able to gain realizations. So that kind of realization is called the teaching of realization or the dharma realizations. As here the Vasubandhu's treasure of knowledge, Abhidharma Kosha mentioned, is a scriptural authority. So as it mentioned here, up to last page, as this says, there are no more than two types of teachings, scripture and realize. The scriptural teachings determine the way that you take the teaching in hand and procedures for practice. The teachings, as they are realized, are your practice of those procedures in accordance with how you have already determined them.
Tobi temba ne telan beba ta, ma ne telan beba na sa, cheta telan beba ta, ne du ba yin de, ne teni jindesan duwa ngay de es, Dedi deso de ani longi temba singe tela ani longi temba de jeja ani tobi temba de jebunda bucila rogo hesla.
And thus these two serve as cause and effect. So cause and effect, the cause is the scripture and the effect is the realization. So the cause and effect, this is so, right, that, first we study or read through the scripture, and after that we contemplate on the meaning of that, and then we put that into practice. And then through the practice of meditation, we gain a realization. So the scripture, as mentioned here, is the cause, and the realization is the result.
So
as mentioned here, for example, it is like showing a horse the race course before you race. Once you have shown it, you then race there. It would be ridiculous to show the horse one race course and then race on other. So that is mentioned here, that we study on one subject and put practice on that same subject. Otherwise, we study one thing and meditate or practice on other thing. So that is like same mention
here. Teche yoy miro. Enza nga tsu peyone yena tajyo sa tere sani peyone dawa tupi tseba kase yena jison tuba za tajyo gore, tajyo di tajyo sage sacha tano dosa yena sacha jyone me temo tan desa tano zogore salada.
So this is the, mentioned by the Indian masters, but, in Tibet we have some kind of horse racing festivals. So at that time, they have a chosen place for the horse racing competition, and they clean and and pick up the pebbles and stones and whatever over there and make it smooth, and there are places to people sit and like that. So it clearly mentioned here, similarly, why and then when you go to practice something else, in this vein are the last of Kama Lashila's three stages of meditation says, further, what you meditate on with the wisdom arisen from meditation is just that which you know with a wisdom that has arisen from study and reflection. You do not meditate on something else. This is similar to how you show horse a race track and then race it there.
되게 대단하고 가르려고 그래서 나 아니 변화 최소한의 대력이 계셔야 하나다 맞춰 게임을 변화 맞춰라고 해나 변화로지가 쓰지 변화 종나 변화로지 전에 대자로 왔어 다 맞대네 변화 계시 받던 약간 강가파사사디 대응만데도 강지죠 어디 하 로저 제시에 대 강미 사제 제다지 강제 제선은 이거 말에 쓴 거라서 나다
so telling is that, you know, maybe for you guys, you know, it is not, you know, very relevant. He is not sure, but, you know, for like Rinpoche, you know, he studied in the monastery for around 15 years, and then he passed all the exams, and, you know, he got the, you know, all pass, and then, you know, after the study, when he go to practice and meditate, then, you know, he practice and meditate something else, then he has, other than he has studies. So, you know, there are some, you know, people do like that kind of mistaken things. So, you know, that is why they instruct for like the practitioners, like Rinpoches.
Then you also come to church on a chip under which you hear that. Then I was like, you choose, she can be true till a gonja, Genji, you ever did not according to Moncha or Red was a lot.
And maybe, you know, we also, you know, thinking, might be thinking the same thing that, you know, instead of meditating on this Lamrim, we might be seeking something else to meditate on. So that's you know, we mostly of among us are, you know, studying Buddhism maybe around 5, 6, 7, 8 years. You know, when, you know, try to meditate, then, you know, asking for something else, like some, you know, deities or some kind of, you know, nagas or some kind of like that thing, you know, people ask, instead of, you know, putting meditation on what you have learned. So if we do like that, then the masters scold us, like mentioned
here.
So if somebody don't care, then, you know, they might laugh, you know. Instead of going north, you know, going south.
Nala, so so to be sure to see Gondes, Nelson and Birimba, Dinit Chibana, Sora Tanji, Danga the Chawan, Danga the Charles, and the Tibati Lohachi.
So now we read through the text. Thus, this instructions includes in complete form all the key point of the path from the scriptures and their commentaries from how to rely on a teacher through serenity and insights. They then lead you through concise stages of practice in which you engaging in stabilizing meditation or that which require stabilizing meditation, and you analyze with discerning wisdom that which requires analytical meditation. By doing this, you will understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
So
Rinpoche, think you guys follow the tracks well or not, he is asking. So what this is, you know, the Lamrim began with the reliance on the teacher. It begins from the reliance on the teacher up to the, you know, stabilizing meditation, that single-pointed, you know, mental stabilizations. Then, after that, you know, through the, you know, wisdom applying the analytical meditation, then, you know, through that, attaining the complete Buddhahood. So it is very, you know, it concise, you know, stages of the practice very, you know, systematically and easy to, you know, practice. So what first we should do is, if you need a stabilizing meditation, you do that. And then, you know, if you think you need a analytical meditation, then read through the text, contemplate on it, and, you know, examine further till you get some kind of convince through the analytical meditation. So it talk, you know, teach you, you know, very in detail. So here it says when you need, you know, stabilizing meditation, you gotta do that. And if you need, you know, analytical meditation, then you engage in that analytical meditation, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, generally, when we say meditation, there are two kind of meditation, stabilizing meditation and analytical meditation. These are the two different meditations talk in the Buddhism. So it is not necessary when you do meditation that you close your eye and, you know, sit up straight, you know, that is not, you know, a kind of necessary when you do the analytical and stabilizing meditation.
Metaba in Bijan, Ovichilan, Pesha Momoto, the Imbijan, Sakaras, and Imbijan Sakaras, and Tabiki Chabache, and Gonjo and Rodu, Chigon Rodu.
So, for example, when we meditate on impermanence, nature of the impermanence, then you know we do the analytical meditation.
Jogan says on any lot of you, me particularly, and the telemark, Lucy, the Echila, and Jenan Jogan and the Tendit, Didis and the Tendit. In Jimmy Jogan saying it, Lucy, you just ton and tell any me by Jagarmato, Kayamatomaji Gonjo Segmarisala.
So the analytical meditation is through, you know, reasoning, you know, further and further. And stabilizing meditation is that, you know, you choose an object, you know, any kind of object, and try to focus on that meditation object single-pointedly without any distraction. So these are the two different meditations. If you don't have any object, simply you know, sit there, close your eye, and you know, sit up, and you know, just stay there. That's not called the meditation. In meditation, you need an object to focus on, or object to examine on. So when we do the meditation, we need to have certain objects to focus on or to analyze, examine on. Otherwise, you know, we close our eye and sit up like sleeping, you know, nothing going on. So that's not called a meditation. So we take break here. And we will have a break here. And after the break, we will, resume. And for question answers, if people want to leave, you know, that's okay. If people can leave in this after the break, or people can stay if they have any question answers, we will do the question answers.
Tambo miye ye sachit teri ti sachit karta. Soro mali danga dche ye sachit teri zoji na. Desu samjwa.
So first we gonna complete this second, chapter, the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice. We try to complete this first, this chapter first.
So we're
going to read through the text again. Otherwise, you will spend your entire life without discerning wisdoms, practicing just some incomplete portion of the path and not the complete corpus. Thus, you will not understand that the classic texts are instruction for practice, but you will abandon them, seeing them as merely promoting superficial knowledge and eliminating other misconceptions. It is evident that the topic explained in the classical texts are, for the most part, only things that require analysis with discerning wisdom.
Tipagi tanda lewat karirnya sesuatu. Ini tadi gaman siapa nak isi, joga gubalan joga siaga gubalan siaga majawa je. Ini siaga je yang susu tu bersiro tu melayu ini na. Ini jom cemas sini. Takat coba terasa sambil siu kaje coba sambil mana na. Si jujur jangan yang lain cegu aje mari sena law ini na. Ini jom cemas panen. Ini jom cemas la tuan cegu koko ya mari.
So like mentioned earlier that, you know, whenever you require to do the stabilizing meditation, and as well as whenever you need to are required to do the analytical meditation, you know, you got to do, you know, whenever it is required. Otherwise, if you are lack of, you know, lack of discerning wisdom, then, you know, you might abandon the classical texts not considering as a instruction for practice, but merely for superficial knowledge or for kind of debating or something like that.
Tayon lo winda de nyane ji se tona de dol dan bi chu de ton yin pa cheta ji es de dol dan bi chu de mai na de dol ze pa le la bi dan ba kim bo si hi ge ni es de ba la che da.
So then we will read again, if you cast them aside when you practice, then how can you develop an understanding that sees them as the supreme instructions?
So that
means that, you know, if we cast the, you know, like Nagarjuna's, you know, teaching aside, then, you know, then you know, where can we find, you know, a greater teacher than the Nagarjuna?
So
it is like that, even though one is not practicing, if one cannot able to say that, you know, the Nagarjuna's teaching is not for practice, then, you know, then who else teaching is meant for practice that we cannot able to say.
Then I'm going to give a chuba and hagore, I'm going to give a Sanjay Salon Roy, the Shanchu is saying you borrow us, don't you to be low down, then a Shanchu is saying you say, don't you to be low, tattoo be in young Kundu, I don't go to do join, but that pitchy Kachigiro like Chida, Kachida.
So when we desire to obtain Buddhahood, then, you know, there are only two methods, you know. One is the bodhicitta, and other is the wisdom realizing the emptiness. So, you know, in terms of emptiness, you know, there is no greater, you know, teachings by Nagarjuna. So that is clear.
Sanjay Salon Royal and Shanchu, you don't need to go to Shanchu, saying you go, Marie, saying you're Lesona, and you're going to do that. Cause it is a Junction Monte, go, Marie Matoje, Medin and Rosa Meng energy in Sarosla.
If one agrees that, you know, one thinks that, you know, in order to obtain Buddhahood, you know, you don't require bodhicitta and, you know, wisdom realizing emptiness, then you know that is the other thing.
That is Sajin Badazo, the Sajin Bad the Caressona, and the Tenda the Carecio Resona, Shanchu Lanet Chamula, Tusan Changesona, Shanchu Lanet Chamula, Tusan Chibin Jebeye, and Jun Chamokanga, you turned out the two tourists, Lagores, and like the two to ye, and Lanet, the Chichu, somewhere is a lot.
So then we read through the text. If these are not the supreme instruction, then could you find a master whose instructions surpass this? Therefore, when it becomes clear to you that the profound and vast scriptural collections along with their commentaries are instruction for practice, you will quickly understand that the classic texts of the profound tantric collections along with their commentaries are also instructions for practice. You will then become certain that they are the supreme instruction. You will completely overcome the misconceptions that consider these tantras to be only teaching that should be cast aside because they are not actual instruction for practice. That complete the, you know, second, this greatness of enabling to understand all the scriptural instruction for practice.
Then the Shanshu Lari Chamula Division Chamba Danga de Chevy, then the Hammer Logis on the Dua. He might sing on to the same day. Ando jane jebala ni lanzo nonsu ke chi shibi ni kasa la ni sora ma je danga de chane ni nga tanda pa de tasa la lojo che ba kan yoba de ni shanjo lanre che mo la lojo che sha as de de ri sun de loji du sa la.
So what this tells is that, you know, if you gain good understanding on the lamrim, then you will also again, the, you know, understanding on good understanding on all the Buddha's teaching. So there is a Tibetan master named Thichen Ngawang Chogden. You know, he one time said that, you know, when he go through the lamrim, then, you know, he got the understanding that, you know, whatever he studied in the great monastery for many years, you know, those are all he has studied about Lamrim.
जो तंदा करते हैं पिछले लोगों ने जो संगीत दिया है जेतों भी लोनों भी निकल सके इन्हें लोनों भी इन्हें गंजू कंगला तां लोना तो गेप मातो न्याने चाहिए जने जन धकारां दुआ से ने इन्हें लों तो मांसा पादों गंजू पां कंगला यहाँ यहाँ तो सुन सुन भी लोजी दुआ
सुगला सु. And also, there is a great yogi, you know, Thubchen Losang Namgyal. One time he is giving the, you know, 100,000 verses of Pranjana Paramita, you know, giving the transmission, for a big audience, and he mentioned again and again that, you know, now, you know, I am old. If I am young, then, you know, all the practice is, instructions are mentioned here. You know, he said that again and again.
Lāni chaṅpa lā lōjōng chaya wēdi, yīni yōng chaṅpa ki tāntā pāshyēn rōwa chī. Yāng, chū yōng chū lāni chaṅpa lā chaya wēdi kāsāng, hā, yōng chaṅpa lā lāni chaya wēdi kāngā, yīni lāni nō chū dūpa dē shē wēdi, ndō dī nā lāni nō lā yīni sāngcā ki sōngbī yīni jēchā yōng sū dūpa dē, nyāng lēni yōpa dē shē yōg dōwa sā.
So that, you know, when we gain a, you know, good understanding on Lamrim, then we will also know the, you know, all the, you know, Buddha's teachings are, you know, summed up in the Lamrim practice. And also, you know, when we look on the other, you know, teachings, commentaries or teachings of Buddha, we will understand that, you know, Lamrim is the essence of all those teachings. So we know that, you know, it is the essence of the instruction of all the Buddha's teaching.
Do dinu sura mali dhanga de chawa se kande ji gogo re sesona. Mene sanje ki sunbi ki naji tenche yue me ba, ini rani ki nyonglen de, ini ja goba da, ja shepa ti gogo do.
So, in short, you know, enable one to understand that all of the scripture are instruction for practice. That means, you know, all the Buddha's teaching, even, you know, one letter such as na, you know, one letter, we cannot cast that aside, you know, it meant something, so there is some kind of instruction on that. So that kind of understanding we need to gain. So the key understanding here is that, you know, whatever the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are teaching is meant for me to attain, you know, Buddhahood for myself. So we need to, if we gain that kind of understanding, then, you know, we have the right understanding.
Mozo pena kadamba kadamba singe yi ni kwa tela yang yi yi na chi chi yu mi ba dang a de chao chi lo go go se de ni jang da chi ba he go ya sa ro kadamba kadamba singe.
So the main kadamba, definition of kadamba means that one who understand all the Buddha's teaching, even a single word like na, is understand as the instruction to attain Buddhahood.
Te kar sendu ni rendo tena jiru mo chenge khro ge lama tena ga te me de ma sanga lama tawa chi la ni ka dang ba shi bi tanda kar re sen ma kan de na de ko yi ge na ji chen che ni do de me ba nyang le de ja thu ye de ni ka dang bi tena re sa song do.
So that one master asks, you know, can you tell the definition of kadampa? Then he answered that, you know, kadampa means that, you know, all the teaching of Buddha, including even one letter na, you know, is understood as an instruction and put into practice, that is the definition of Katambayanasa.
Jiromachi tela ngajyo dene pena songchi chi gi rena te yangse yangse songre sa tere ni kola yene ti loma de tere loje ya bo shuji te yasong se kare so ne ni khong idere songgo do se kadam ba idenda tene songgo do se ne ni ngajyo shu na re se ne tene loji do
and that you know that guy gain a you know perfect understanding of Katamba, so you know so the Lama Tsongkhapa prays again and again that, you know, that guy give me a brand new, you know, instructions. So now we have complete the two chapters that, you know, the greatness of enabling one to know that all of the teachings are free of contradiction. That is the first. And second, the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice.
Debatani gemen de toba se de sanje gi sun kan yiba te ni gaza chi gi nyane de go ba ma do nya nya se le ma go ba chi ne ba nya se ne ba lan ga wa me ba ti jen jen de ji la ni je yu ga sa debatani gemen de to se de yin ba sa la
so the first all of the teaching are free of contradiction means that you know whatever Buddha's teaching you know is the path of the practitioner to attain the Buddhahood. There is no any earlier and later. There is no any thing to be put aside. So like free of contradiction means that, you know, like renunciation and bodhicitta. So renunciation is the path or the practice of the lesser vehicle or Hinayana, and the bodhicitta is the practice or the teaching for the Mahayana or the greater vehicle. So these two in itself contradict one another. So if that is the case that, you know, renunciation and bodhicitta is, you know, contradict one another, then how should we understand that, you know, all the teachings of the Buddha as Buddhas are free of contradiction? So the free of contradiction means that, you know, so for one individual to attain Buddhahood, you know, you need to practice the renunciation and you need to practice the bodhicitta too. So in order to in order for that, there is no any these two are free of contradiction to practice. So why? Because, you know, the bodhicitta, even though is meantime, is not the practice of the, you know, lesser vehicle or Hinayana, but eventually one desired or need to attain Buddhahood. So without practicing bodhicitta, there is no way that one can able to attain Buddhahood.
nembatani gemi de tobasin deji. Tasoro mali danga de chawa sewe de, ini chidan terendoa, tembatani gemi de tosona, soro mali danga de chawa chabi ngebame. Soro mali danga de chasona, ini tembatani gemi de totuwe sarawa, keni.
So this is the, you know, all the Buddhist teaching are free of contradiction. So the second is a greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scripture are instruction for practice. If one understand this, clearly, then it doesn't mean that, you know, all the teachings of the Buddha are free of contradiction is not automatically, you know, realize or understand.
Dilo pe na pe pe gona lo den 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 do. Pe na romo tengi ji thangka no ji tengi na tango ji thangka sa na ko su kane. Kanje thangka tengi ji so na re ji ji chön ji nyu go ji kanje thangka tu bi yö ji go ba kan yö ba de ni thangka tu ye ji thün jin yö ba de ma do ni ge jin yö ba de ma ma go wa ji yö ro wa sa.
So it is like, you know, the painter need the first the clothes where you're gonna paint and all the brush and colors and everything, you know, he gathered that, you know, he understand that, you know, need all those things for a painting. But you know, if the painter doesn't understand that, you know, these are the resources for painting, and these are not the obstacles for the painting. If that person is not realized the second one, then he has not known that all the teachings of the Buddha are free of contradiction. So then he gathered all those things and also he could able to paint a, you know, tanka or a some kind of painting. Then, you know, he got the understanding and that all of the scriptures are instruction for practice. So that is, all the painter knows that, you know, to paint all these things are required. And at the same time, one can able to paint, you know, this is like the first chapter and the second chapter. So now we do the question answers, you know, always we forget to do the question answers.
When they speak of practice, it sounds like such a general term. Is it because there are so many kinds of practice, or does it generally mean observing the mind, focusing the mind, directing the mind from distracting things and toward good things? Is it mainly mind training in the type of practice, or is it a whole bunch of things?
Tanyamle, Yamle, Lajusamba, Damida, Mambushuji, Himbadoji, Samgidosa, Tatanda, Dordunan, Yamle, Yamlana, any Samba Tsichik to Neda, Simba in the Jayendo, Madan yet, any Simba Sambogichola, combatant Badilla, any Yamle, as not so did the rest, which is that.
Do you soon tell it? Then the wrong is sending you to tennis Sunday Temba is the any two and a Sunday to eat and dollar social to join your house another.
So, you know, if you sum up, you know, whatever you said, that is the practice, as mentioned, that, you know, tame your mind, this is the teaching of Buddha. So, as mentioned there. So, you know, all the Buddha's teachings are, you know, to tame our mind. So that, you know, calm mind and mind peace, that is the basis, you know. Upon that, you need to build the, you know, mental stabilization or the single-pointed mind. So it is like doing a gardening. So when you want to plant something, you know, first, you know, you need to, you know, level the ground and, you know, and soil need to be really kind of soft, no any rocks or, you know, shrubs or whatever, you know, really fertile ground. Like that, first, you know, we tame our mind and, you know, all the grosser level of mental afflictions, those are dispelled and our mind is calm and peace like a fertile, leveled ground. So then, on that fertile level ground, then there's a good soil, it's like a peace and calm mind. On that, you know, ground, we need to sow the, you know, seeds, whatever you want to sow. Like that, on that calm mind, is like a field that we sow the, you know, virtuous seeds on that mind. So it is same like before we do any kind of practice or meditation. First, you know, we need to shape our mind. If our mind is, you know, influenced by any, you know, afflicted emotions like anger or, you know, like, you know, any kind of emotions, first we need to dispel that, you know, through, you know, focus on our breathing, you know. And once it is neutralized, mind is neutral, and then, you know, we can start the, you know, make some effort to generate the, you know, altruistic thoughts on the body mind. Then we, through that, you know, we begin our practice or the meditation. It is same like that.
Question is, when we're studying the Lam Rim, for our analytic meditation, can we be reading the text and discussing it with ourselves and understanding it as we go through?
Any Lam Rim de Chegum Chidu Samba 아니 다 소소소소게 독주체 아니 리칭은 배자로 인더스처나 아니 제공 리뷰어스
하는데 근데 제가 제가 변한 거 속에 미리 현재 된지 카드로 계좌 지원이나 로 변한 어린이 거는 과정에 있는 거 신이 된지는 것으로 그러고 신이 된지는 것으로 변한 신이 된지에 된비 평화 가려 마든 이미 가려서 뜻이 선어도 뜻이 예바도 가려서는 신이 된지 카드 지체도 처럼서 다가라 배셔로가 배셔로 계좌 쪽에서 저 영 카드만 진짜 선어도는 뒤 카드로 미봐 맞아 되는 지는 로에 도와서 나다
So whatever you said is true, that, you know, such as this Lamrim, you know, begin with the reliance on your teacher. So, you know, in order to do an analytical meditation on this thing, you know, you first need to know the benefits of reliance on the teacher and then the, you know, disadvantage of not relying on the teacher. All those things you need to know, and then, you know, through reasoning, critical analysis, you know, you do the discussion yourself, and then sometimes it is not clear, then you look at the book and read through those things and again contemplate on that. Sometimes you do the analytical meditation, and sometimes you do the stabilizing meditation together. So that what you said is true. So if one is a true practitioner and one do the stabilizing meditation and analytical meditation all the time, then on the way when you find some kind of text, one page of text you found on the way on the ground, then you pick it up and you look at it, and then immediately you will understand, like mentioned here, that all the teaching are appear as instruction. So that means when you read that text, then you will understand, the subject of that page is included in the Lamrim's, what stage you will know. It might be on the reliance on Guru, it might be on the practice of renunciation or bodhicitta or, six perfection or whatever, so on. So immediately you can tell, which part this page come from. So it is like that, if you don't have nothing, for the basis, then if somebody give a handful of rice, then it's not useful for you, then you might throw it away. If you have some kind of grain, maybe little bit rice over there, and if somebody give you little bit of rice, then you add on it, and then you can cook it, and there is a good amount to cook, sufficient to cook. Otherwise, you know, if you don't have and somebody give you a little bit, then it is not sufficient to cook. So it is like that, you know, if you do the analytical and all those meditation usually all the time, then, you know, if you find something that really help you in your that understanding.
Dhrigyo soso tujinje shiga na jogon chendengi chinso na danji sewa na yisholi chikoso na yisholi kongda tanda leso na nonso soso yinyolen deli jachu chuyo yasaro was.
So like you do the this meditation all the time and you found one page on the way somewhere and when you read it, then immediately you can apply the, you know, subject of that page into your, you know, analytical meditation or stabilization. So the main thing is whether you know the entire text or not, but it's very important to know the chapters. You know, you can if you can able to count the chapter you know, by not missing any chapter, then, you know, you got the foundation there to meditate on. So, if you know the chapter to count from the path to the enlightenment, then you got the foundation there to meditate. So it is, the analogy is like, you know, in the king's palace, you know, he got all the utensils, you know, pots and pans to cook, you know, a good one. But in a poor family, that family also got the pot and pans, even though it is, the material is, you know, not worth much. But, you know, the king palace and the poor people's palace, pot and the utensil pans are same. They can utilize to cook the same, you know. King could cook the soup in their, you know, expensive pan, and the poor people can cook the soup in that their, you know, poor pan. It is like that. If you know the chapters, you know, count and not missing any chapter, then you got the, you know, the basis for the meditation there. So we stop here and do the dedication as mentioned here, that, you know, all the Buddha's teaching appear to us as a, you know, instruction for practice, and I will do my best, and as well as the lineage gurus, please bless me to have a successful practice and you know, able to lead all the sentient beings into the same state. So we dedicate like that.
Dembe nyingbo rindu se cheshu Saji Puji joshi mendo tamari Ravin shi nende debayde Sanje shindo mide piwa aye Dogo
Sambo chuchera pto mo warai dia.